Taking a look first at your news for today. The Tuscola County Board of Commissioners will be meeting at 8 a.m. tomorrow, Thursday, February the 12th, in the boardroom of the Purdy Building at 125 West Lincoln Street in Caro. According to the preliminary agenda, commissioners are expected to address County Controller Administrator Erica Dibble's request to restructure her position with the hiring of another employee to take over part of her complex duties. Dibble was hired as a controller administrator in August of 2025 with a salary of $110,000, along with an accountant to help her with the finances. Also on the agenda is a contract for an administrator of Vanderbilt Park and a resolution honoring Lieutenant Ted C. Hall at the Tuscola County Sheriff's Office, who will be retiring on February the 13th. After 33 years of service to the county. You can view the meeting virtually online at Hangouts Meet or by going to the county's website, TuscolaCounty.org, and following the directions posted there. And in other news for today, as more inaccuracies are continuing to be found, Worth Township could be facing some penalties and consequences from the state. Problems began in the township when issues were found in the township's 2025 audit. That issue was called to the attention of the Board of Trustees, which in turn triggered a further investigation into the township's finances, where even more deficiencies have been found, so much so that the state has designated the township as having significant deficiencies. The township is expected to have an action plan ready for the 6:30 p.m. Wednesday, February 18th meeting. All of the township could and will be charged with penalties, interests, and fines from some of these issues, which are being viewed by the state as violations and or deficiencies in complying with Treasury statutes. After the issues were found, the state issued a December 30th deadline for the township to file a corrective plan of action. That deadline was not met. The state then filed another notice for a corrective plan to be filed by January the 30th, which was also not met. The township contends it's working to comply with the state, and overall the township is facing serious consequences and penalties. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
One in 10 people age 50 and older in the U.S. have early age-related macular degeneration.
Because macular degeneration often has no early symptoms, many don't know they have it until irreversible vision loss has already occurred.
Don't miss life's most beautiful moments.
Schedule a comprehensive eye exam to protect your sight.
Macular Degeneration Research, a Bright Focus Foundation program, offers free resources and tips for healthy vision.
Go to stopamd.org to learn more.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning to your news headlines for today, Tuscola County Sheriff Ryan Robinson has announced some promotions and assignment changes within his department. The changes are in the Road Patrol and Detective Divisions as part of ongoing organizational transitions following the retirement of Lieutenant Ted Hall. The changes reflect the continued development of leadership within the agency and recognize the experience and dedication of some of our personnel, explained Robinson. On February the 14th, Detective Division Assignment Sergeant Timothy Zub will be transferring to the Detective Division. Throughout his service, Sergeant Zub has served in several specialized roles, including Accident Reconstructionist Certified Drone Operator and Field Training Officer. His experience and skills will serve the Detective Division well. Road Patrol promotion Sergeant Spencer Coleman on February the 14th will be promoted to full sergeant within the Road Patrol Division. Coleman began his career with the department in 2013 as a corrections officer before transferring to Road Patrol in 2015. In 2022, he became a canine handler alongside his partner Bilo and also served as a field training officer. And Road Patrol Lieutenant Assignment Lieutenant Joshua Herman on February the 14th, with the retirement of Lieutenant Ted Hall, Detective Sergeant Joshua Herman will then assume a leadership role within the Road Patrol Division. He began his career with the department in 2002 as a corrections officer before becoming a Road Patrol deputy in 2003. He was promoted to sergeant in 2016 and then later selected as a detective in 2022. During his career, Herman has held several specialized positions, including certified drone operator, field training supervisor, and accident reconstructionist. His extensive experience and leadership background will help to ensure continued operational excellence within the Road Patrol Division. The Tuscola County Sheriff's Office congratulates Zub, Coleman, and Herman on their well-earned achievements and thank them for their continued dedication to serving Tuscola County. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, the following area deaths have been reported for today, Wednesday, February the 11th of 2026. Marion Catherine Woodwaska, age 84 of Ruth, passed away on February the 8th of 2026. Massive Christian burial for Marion Catherine Woodwaska will be held at the Sacred Heart Catholic Church of the St. Hubert Parish of Bad Axe at 11:30 a.m. on Saturday, February 14th, with burial to take place at a later date at the St. Mary's Church Cemetery of Parisville next to her husband. Visitation for Marion will be on Friday, February 13th from 2 to 8 p.m. at the Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach. Visitation on Saturday will be at the church beginning at 10:30 a.m. until the time of service at 11:30. A parish vigil service will take place Friday at 6 p.m. at the funeral home, and a rosary sodality will be offering a rosary service at 4 p.m. on Friday at the funeral home. The family would also like to thank Julia Bloom for providing compassionate care to Marion over the last year of her life and the medical team for their hospice services over the last month. Memories can be shared online at RamseyFH.com. And Marilyn S. Gettner, age 82 of Ruth, passed away on February the 10th of 2026. Funeral Mass for Marilyn S. Gettner will be Friday, February 13th at 11 a.m. at the St. Mary's Catholic Church of the St. Isidora Parish. Burial will take place at a later date at the St. Mary's Church Cemetery. Visitation for Marilyn S. Gettner will be on Thursday from 2 to 8 p.m. at the Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach, with visitation again on Friday at the church beginning at 10 a.m. until the time of services at 11. A rosary service by the Rosary Sodality will take place Thursday at 4 p.m. at the funeral home, and a time for sharing will take place at 7 p.m. at the funeral home. Memories can be shared online at RamseyFH.com. For a complete look at your Thumb Area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.